Thank you for taking the time to listen to our weekly service. This is a listener-supported ministry, and we ask that you pray and see what God would have you give. Now let's get to our sermon for today.
This morning we're talking about use what you have. So many people do not use what they have. And in my actual daily reading, God opened the door for me to study this a couple weeks ago. And it was, turned out to be a real blessing to me. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1, it says, "Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet unto Elijah, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditors is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondsmen. And Elijah said unto her, What should I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thy house? And she said, Thy handmaiden has not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go, borrow these vessels abroad of all your neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and thou shalt pour out into those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass that when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed, or stopped. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go, sell the oil, pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. The woman's husband was a prophet, and apparently Elijah may have known him, but we don't know that for sure, but he was involved with the prophet, so that's why we assume. But she reminds Elijah that he was a Christian, that he was trying to live a Christ-like life. You know, nobody can be perfect, but he was doing all that he can as a Christian. And when he died, he happened to leave some debt. Well, in those days, if a borrower could not pay the bill to the creditor, they could take their personal property for security. Well, basically, they do that today. But they did something else then. If they didn't have any personal property, they could take their children. And they would be as bondsmen to help pay the debt. So they would literally be slaves to do whatever the creditor wanted. And knowing this, the woman doesn't want to lose her two children. So she goes to Elijah, please help me. Elijah asks, what can I do for you? Just like what God does for us when we go to him and tell him that problems we have in our prayer. We go to him in prayer, you know, Lord, I need this, I need that. And let me remind you of one thing here too, that to me is very important. And that is the husband was a faithful Christian. Not perfect again, but faithful. Exactly what we could be, okay? And I think that's what starts this whole thing of what we're about to go into. God, point number one, uses what the woman had. Elijah asked her, what do you have? And that is what God asked of us. What we have now and not what we have for the future. Over the years, at different churches, different places, I've had people always tell me, you know, when I get my inheritance, I'm going to give the church a bunch of money. And always talking about things that they think they're going to get or may get. I've had somebody tell me if they won the lottery, they were going to give us here a bunch of money. But that's if. God, in this sermon today, is talking about you give what you have now. Don't worry about what you're about to get. And that's what he does with the woman. He says, what do you have? The only thing she has in the house is one pot of oil left. That's it. And she gives what she had. And what's interesting is that God asked the same thing of all of us. The woman had to do her part before God would do his part. She had a pot of oil, and Elijah uses that pot of oil to accomplish God's purpose. And the woman had to do her part by offering that pot of oil. Now, here's what happens. She gives up the last of what she has. And she did this in order for God to work in her life. Remember now, all through the Bible, God always uses the least of things. And the first thing that came to my mind while I was reading this was Gideon. Gideon had a huge army behind him with Israel, and they were going to go against another army that was going to be attacking them. God said, wait a minute, there's too many people. And when in the end result, he had 300 going against thousands in an army. But God wanted to show what? That he was the one giving the victory, not the army of Israel. And here, I think the same thing's happening with this woman. God wants to show this woman that this is going to be of him and not of anything else. And we'll go into that a little deeper in just a moment. So God tells her to go and borrow as many vessels as she can. And if you picked up on the reading there, some of them were full already with something else. It says pick up empty as well, assuming that she was picking up full ones. Go to all the neighbors, knock at the door, sends their sons out, it says. To get all these vessels. Get as many as you can, he says. So, she goes out. Sends the kids out to do it. And what's really neat is God offers a woman a way to pay her debt. But notice that she does not question him why. She does not know what's going on. She don't know what's going to happen. And you'll see this in just a minute. All she knows is she's doing exactly what God told her to do. No more, no less. Then point number two, the woman had to have faith. Elijah tells her to get as many vessels as she can borrow. The woman just goes out and does that. Just goes out and knocks at every door. I don't know about you, but sometimes I go, why am I doing this? Why am I getting all these vessels? The woman is going out and borrowing all this stuff, and she comes in. She fills every vessel that she could get her hands on, and she keeps filling them up. And filling every vessel. Now, I don't know about you, but after taking that one pot, and if I was that woman, I started pouring in the other pot, and it kept coming out and filled the next one. I would start going, wow, this is cool, you know. And she kept filling them. And when she filled all that she could see, she asked her son, is there not more? And her son said, nope, that's it. And then what's interesting is, in the scripture it says that the oil stayed or quit. God knew exactly when to cut the oil off and how much he was going to give to this woman. And I think of what faith she had to do this without questioning what she was doing. All she knew is she was obeying the prophet. That's all she knew. She knew she was getting help, but she didn't know exactly how. Also remember that God uses what she had before giving her more. And I think that's a neat lesson here. Many people seem to miss this point. People must use what they have little. If you got little, don't wait to one day when I'm not afraid to speak in front of somebody. One day when I get more money, I'm going to do things for God and all that stuff. What God's asking in this scripture here this morning is to give with what you have right now. Use it for God right now. And I think that's an important part of this lesson here. Next thing happens is that God blesses her. God gave just enough to pay her debt and enough to live on. And think about this now. When she went to Elijah, she didn't ask for extra money to live on. She just wanted to save her children. That's all she was looking for, was to save her two kids and not be taken away by the creditors. And yet God comes around, gives her the money for that, and then gives her enough money to live on the rest of her life. And I think that all has to do with her relationship with God. And the fact that she didn't question what God had her to do. We'll get to that in just a moment. Now, she had just went to Elijah to get the debt paid, nothing else, which I just mentioned. Now, God not only met her needs, but gave her that extra. Now, I also want you to notice that the oil itself, to me, all these little things in Scripture mean something. The fact that the oil stopped, she didn't know that was the end. But they all stopped. God being in control every moment of the whole situation. And when she was done, what does she do now? She goes back to Elijah and tells him, what am I supposed to do now? And to me, that tells me she's not sure what she's supposed to do. She's not taking it for granted. And she's going back for more instructions. And notice something here that the woman just doesn't assume something, but goes back. And she asks Elijah, what should I do next? And that is when she's instructed to do with the oil. Sell what she's got, sell all the oil, but keep the money for the rest after she pays the debt. Now, there's another lesson here that I have already told you, but I want to bring back up, is the woman did exactly what she was told. And I kept thinking, Moses, for instance. Moses, during the first time they needed water in the wilderness, God says, speak to the rock. No, hit the rock. Moses hit the rock, water came out, supplied. Then there was another time they needed water again. God told him, speak to the rock. Moses spoke to the rock and hit the rock, and it prevented him from going into the promised land because he didn't do exactly what God told him to do. I told you about Saul not too long ago. Saul, his first act as a king was to go destroy the city that there were enemies. Don't bring back nothing. Kill everything. And he brings back the king alive and the good animals. Oh, we're going to sacrifice to him. And what does God say? I asked you to do this and you didn't do it. So here's a lesson for us to understand. And the woman knew at least this lesson. Do what God told her. Nothing more, nothing less. See, Saul thought he was doing something great. You know, we're going to sacrifice these animals to God. You know, in thanks that he gave us victory. But that's not what God told him to do. God said, don't bring any animals back. And we have to learn to do what God tells us. And that's what the woman got a hold of here. She learned that lesson. So she even borrowed the vessels, as many as possible, and yet, here's something neat. Elijah tells her to go in and close the door. Now, I don't know about you, but that really got a hold of me. I said, there's something fishy here. Why is he going in, and why does she have to close the door and nobody's got to be in there? And it took me some real studying to get this. And a lot of people didn't want to pick up on this. And after I studied the scripture in the back in the language, this was really interesting. To me, this was the biggest blessing of my preparation, was this closing the door. What she was about to do was going to be in God's presence. Nobody else was going to be around. She was going to have faith in God. Now, let me expound on that a moment. Think about this now. She went to Elijah. Let me just put it this way. Elijah was the product of Elijah. Okay, Elijah went to heaven, never died. Now, Elijah says to Elijah, what would you like? He said, I want a double portion of your power. He said, well, you can have it if you see me going up. If God permits that to happen, you'll get a double power. He saw it and got the double power. Elijah was a very powerful man used by God. Now, think about this. She knows that. She knew that. If Elijah was in that room with her, think about this. What would you be thinking? Well, hey, it's going to happen. All this is going to occur because there's the man of God that has all his power. God deliberately told him, stay out. Shut the door behind it because she was going to be between her and God only. And to me, that's a significant blessing right there. To know that, see, God's showing again that I'm the one in control. I will take care of you. You just do what I ask you to do. And to me, that turned out to be a tremendous blessing. Her faith had to be in God, not in Elijah, the man of God. And by closing that door, God put her to the test. No one around to look to do it. She knew this was going to be of God. Moses, like I said, spoke to the rock. Samuel is another example that I just mentioned. So the lessons that are here for us to learn. To go to God with all your needs and questions. I like what Fat Boy said last week when he said he was helping this other guy and said, go to the Lord, question the Lord. know God's in control, but there's nothing wrong with questioning and asking. And say, I don't understand. There's nothing wrong with any of that. As long as the end result is the same thing what Christ did. Say, nevertheless, thy will be done, not mine. So, go to God with all your needs and questions. Have faith no matter what God does. We have a problem. I think most of us do. We take something to God in prayer, and it might be really something dear to our hearts, our family, or whatever, and we don't see anything happening. We get frustrated. How come God's not helping me? I'm doing everything right, and God's not. Because we start questioning God. The woman did not. She didn't even understand everything going on. She just simply did what God asked her to do. And as we learn scripture and you learn how to pray and you learn how to do everything, you simply do what God asks you to do and be faithful at doing it. Be the Christian you should be. If you're going to live a Christian, be a Christian on Sunday and then Monday through Saturday, you live your own way. Don't expect to have things happen to you like this woman did. She was living a Christ-like life 365 days a year. That's why God went overboard for her. And she, again, did not know and did not ask for money beyond the debt. That was an extra blessing of God. And I can tell you one thing. That I mean, I got the owner of two motorcycles God's given me. I never prayed for. And all. But the first one was a tremendous need because I was riding my wife's Sportster at the time. And all. And I just never forget that first ride to Myrtle Beach on it, which is what, just under 300 miles from here to Myrtle Beach. I think it's 200 and some miles. I forget. 109. Well, anyhow, I came up to a traffic light about 100 miles from Destiny, and these two bikers come up beside me, and they kept looking. And where you come from? Greenville. They couldn't believe I was riding that distance on a Sportster. And they just thought it was the most amazing thing. And then I rode to D.C. on it. And 500 miles. And now, it got to me on the way back. That part I got to admit. Halfway back, I was really wiped out. But I wasn't complaining. And yet God turns around and then gave me the Dynaglide. I wasn't looking for one. I wasn't praying for one. I needed to get my shovel back on the road. But we didn't have the money at the time. And then the Lord, years later, gave me the Road King that I have. And things I didn't pray for, just like this lady, got the extra money for God to live the rest of her life. God works in mysterious ways, as we use that term. But the thing is, you got to run that race, as Paul says in Romans and in the epistles. He says, run the race as a Christian, run to win. Even if you're not going to be the one to win, run as if you're going to win. And that's the type of life we're supposed to live. Be the Christian we should be. You may fail. You may trip along the way. But keep getting back up and live that Christian life. And that's what this woman did. And I believe that's why God went the extra mile for her. Not just answered her prayer, but even went beyond that. Trust God, even when it doesn't make sense at the time He instructs you to do something. That woman didn't know what was going on. She just listened to Elijah and just went out and did everything and had no idea she was going to get the extra money. So many Christians do not take advantage of what God wants them to do or how He wants to bless it. And I have actually, in years past, run across people that God was trying to help them and they were refusing it. Now, how does God help people? He uses other people. Right? That's how God, all through the Bible, that's how he's done it to me. And then you refuse to help. And what happened is, you end up refusing what God's trying to work in your life. Because we want to do it a different way. And the hardest thing I've had to do, my wife and I both talked about this back when we first went into ministry. We worked hard for everything we did. The hardest thing was to accept donations towards the ministry for us. That was hard because I wasn't, you know what I mean, going out and working a regular job to support the ministry. I was working the ministry, and it was a different way of getting money in and all. But I had to realize this was God's way, and I had to accept it. And so many Christians seem to miss out on that. Use what you have for God. Don't wait for the future. I don't care if you say, well, I can't witness to people. Yes, you can. You can learn to witness to people. You can learn to be the Christian you need to be. You can trust God for anything you need and pray and take it before Him. And this woman is a great example here. So use what you have, and this is the lesson for the day. Let's pray.
We pray that we have been a blessing to you. For further assistance, call us at 864-270-1472 anytime. Send email to info@stlmm.org or visit our website at www.stlmm.org. Like any ministry, it costs money to operate. Please consider supporting this ministry as God leads you with your prayers and your financial gifts by going to www.stlmm.org and clicking on donations.